The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
You're going to find out that Michael Avenatti was retained by the Democrat National Circus and that someone funneled the money to him to have that ridiculous, slanderous, libelous claim made by Ms. Setwick hurled his way, Kavanaugh's way. That's what you're going to find out. Apply this to Kavanaugh versus Ford. The Senate hearing involved Ford's accusations against Kavanaugh similarly ended in a he said, she said impasse. A defamation lawsuit might remedy that. Blasey Ford has already made her accusations outside the privileged setting of a congressional hearing. In September 2018, in an interview she gave to the Washington Compost, Ford accused Kavanaugh of having assaulted her. She stated that he pinned her on a bed, groped her, ground his body against hers, and attempted to remove her clothing. She described him as trying to attack me and putting her life in danger by covering her mouth to prevent her from screaming. Defamation is a false statement that exposes a person to, quote, public scorn, hatred, contempt, or ridicule, thereby discouraging others in the community from having a good opinion of or associating with that person, close quote. A statement that falsely charges a person with a commission of a crime of or immorality is considered defamatory per se and presumed to cause injury. The conduct Ford attributed to Kavanaugh was clearly criminal. Ford's statements about Kavanaugh, if false, would undoubtedly be defamation per se. I believe this has another effect. It stops the Democrat Party and any other Democrat who gets the wild idea from fielding false stories of pound me too infamy. That's hashtag me too. Pound me too infamy that could derail the nomination or the advancement of good people in public service. And there are still good people who could serve in civil capacities. Matter of fact, we should want good people to serve. If we have to suffer under this government, the least they can do is have some nice people in there that are at least honest. Not Nazi Pelosi's, et cetera. Or, I'm sorry, et al. But that's not what we have. Now you have a situation where somebody, oh, you want to nominate me to Supreme Court? Hey, Trump, you. No, oh, no. You're not ruining my life, man. Reminds me of that line in the movie Office Space. You know, where the walls are paper thin. Hey, Lawrence, you want to come over and talk for the, you know, after it was discovered that the heist of the 1/10 of a penny at Penetrode or whatever Lumberg's company was actually turned out to not be 1/10 of a penny, was 4 pennies or whatever, and tens of millions of dollars were being siphoned off. And the neighbor is listening in. He's not supposed to be, because the walls are supposed to separate him, but they don't. And Ron Livingston goes, hey, Lawrence, you want to come over and watch TV or something? Oh, thanks, man. Won't you screw my life up, too? Oh, thanks, man. In a defamation suit, Kavanaugh, as a public figure, would need to prove the blah-da-blah-da-blahsy Ford statements were false and that Ford made them knowing they were false or with reckless disregard. One objection to filing a defamation claim might be that it contends a woman who alleged sexual assault lied. The humane response to someone disclosing she is a victim of sexual assault is sympathy, comfort, and support, and victims must be encouraged to pursue justice. At the same time, when one person accuses another of a crime seeking punishment, due process must be observed. On October the 7th, 2009, there was another case. Consider the case of Jamie Lee Jones. Jones appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same committee before which Blasey Ford testified. Already well known from media appearances, told the committee she'd been drugged and gang raped while working for a defense contractor in Iraq. Reading from a prepared statement as Ford did, Jones described in detail how several male co-workers offered her a spiked alcoholic drink on her fourth day on the job. After that, she said she remembered nothing until she awoke the next morning in her room. Naked.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected?
Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.